Hello, everybody. Hey, you. Welcome back to my podcast, The Hey You Series. So I've just started interviews people and I am so excited. Today I'm joined with my first guest, my friend from university. His name is Misty Gwaze, Tinotenda Gwaze, and we'll be talking about the topic Silence the Critic. By now, I hope you have already read my blog about, you know, silencing the critic. And also you have also listened to my previous podcast called Silence the Critic Again. So, Wagwaze, welcome to my podcast, The Hear You Series with Betty.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, so can you introduce yourself and tell us a bit about yourself?
Okay, my full name is Tinotenda Collins Gwaze. Also known as Wagwaze, that's the name I use. It's a bit of a nickname given to me by my fellow peers. So about me, basically, I'm a young graduate, young leader, entrepreneur. I also work as a manager at G Telecoms. I founded an organization called the Brothers Initiative, which aims to groom better men in society, also deals with depression in men and how to be a better man. That's the other thing. Then we also founded YOWA with my fellow peers, which aims to look at the issues affecting youth in terms of health issues. Also looking at loopholes in the health policy and how we can make a change in those. I've been affiliated with a lot of organizations, some which I've turned under over, but the one I'm volunteering for is the Silent with Impact, which aims to empower deaf people. So that's the brief information about me. Then my age is just 24.
Okay, so guys, you've already heard that Wagwaze, Mr. Gwaze, is doing a lot. He's already like changing the world, you know, that's why. So this is going to be interesting because he's like a leader like that, you know. I think he has been through some like the critics and whatnot. So this is going to be so much exciting. So Wagwaze, I'm gonna start with this question. You know, this is so silly. Have you ever criticized someone?
Yes, I did. Actually, I did.
Okay, so explain. We wanna hear more.
Okay, so I've been, most of my friends have hit back saying that I'm too frank at times. But in times when I feel someone is doing wrong, I usually offer constructive criticism, not just criticize for the sake of just saying this, but then let me give you a scenario. At work, I usually criticize my boss. He's telling them where they are getting it wrong and how they can do better. But then sometimes they may say I may be a bit arrogant.
Okay.
But then I have criticized a lot of people, maybe be my friends, the way they act. Maybe some are drinkers. I have criticized the way they drank, especially those who drink and drive. Yo, people, you should not drink and drive. If you want me to give you a word and make you cry, I would definitely come and criticize that behavior.
So you see, so in my podcast, in my blog, I wrote that, you know, sometimes people, you know, when you hear Silence the Critic, the first thing that you think about are the people that have criticized you and those people that have told you that you can never do it. But, you know, sometimes we fail also to know that sometimes we criticize someone. You know, sometimes we have criticized someone. Maybe he didn't take it the way you thought it would. I actually gave you an example in my blog where I actually told someone, I was joking, was like, you shouldn't do this. And I was saying it in a joking way. But the story that came out, it was like, oh, she actually did that to me. So sometimes your tone or what. So yeah, it's not always about the other side. What he criticized me, like I've been through critics.
Yeah,
so now we are going to the other side.
Yeah, sure.
Have you ever been criticized?
Well, I've been in most cases.
Okay, we don't want the many cases. We just want maybe two or one. What did the critics really say? Like,
I've been criticized for being too ambitious, for dreaming too big. I've noticed when I pitch my ideas, people just say, "Ah, dude, what you're thinking? Do you see it feasible?" Or is it ever achievable in Zimbabwe? You know, people start pulling up these facts, you know. But then, I just believe in myself. No, you guys, wait, just wait, just wait. And I've noticed this one time when I was criticized for actually wanting to buy my first car at just 25. Mm-hmm. I'm still 24, but it's just next year. And people are saying, ah, dude, with the job you're getting, hey, okay. what? Okay. So then I said, you guys, you don't even know my hustle. Like, you don't even know what I do.
True that.
So and now I'm actually saving for it. And I'm just waiting to see the look on their faces when I say, like, guys, I did it. Yeah, this is what I have.
So guys, you see, you're not the only ones. And I'm not the only one who is first. So, like, harsh critics. So, Nagwas, how did you overcome those comments? How did you overcome them when people told you that you're not gonna buy your first car, or you are not good enough, or you are too ambitious, or you I'm so rustic. I think you've heard those comments.
Yes, I have
noticed.
So here's the thing. I think the first thing you do when you want to silence the critic is believe in yourself. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
You know your dream. You know where you're going. And there's people. People will always talk. That's one thing I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
People will always come and say negative things. But if you pay attention to what they say, you'll go nowhere.
Okay.
So the first thing you do, believe in yourself. Believe in what you stand for. Because actually, you need to have that self-confidence in you.
Okay.
That you know what I'm going to achieve this one.
Okay.
I'm going to achieve this goal. So if yourself, if you do not believe in yourself, I'm sure the critic won't be silent in your life. But then, if someone tells you, you know, you can't achieve this, my usual response is just wait and see.
Okay, yes.
I'm not that person who's quick to say, you, why are you saying this? Hey, I'm not a good friend. Mm-hmm. I'll just tell you, wait and see. I even bring you closer.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can witness as I go step by step. Oh, no, now we are just... I said I was saving for a car.
Yes.
I started with 200 years. When by the time I reached 1.5, my guy, what were you saying?
Okay.
This is 1.5. If you want to read, just read.
Okay.
Hey, just count the money. It's not read the money, sorry. You just count the money. Then when we go to 2,000, 2.5, my guy, I'm getting there. You see, and when I buy, you'll be the first person to ride the car, because I just want you to witness how far I've came from the point when I said I had nothing to what I wanted to achieve, and the strides I'm making towards achieving more. Was just for me, being a car enthusiast is just the first step from greater things.
All right. So I think I've already said something about that in my previous podcast. The only thing you can do to overcome critics is to win. Just win, you know. You don't have to say anything. Like they said, you couldn't do it. Go and do it. And after you do that, you just make sure that you... So what did you learn about that experience?
Okay, so the lessons being... I think the lessons I can share with you. The first lesson, as I said before, people will always talk.
Uh-huh.
People will always ridicule what they don't believe in.
Mm-hmm.
People will always come and put you down when you dream of going up.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've learned is, on myself, I have enough motivation to do that. I've also learned that there are other people out there who are willing to, you know, give a wise word or a word of encouragement. I've learned that you really don't need people.
Yes.
Especially people's opinion when you do want something. You know your dream. You know what you dream to achieve.
Okay.
Yes. So the lesson I learned is, if you have a dream, whenever you dream it, it means that you can achieve it.
Yes.
Yeah. So you have to actually go out there, persuade yourself that you can do it. Because I've heard this Chinese quote saying, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one small step.
Okay. Yes, yeah. It's true.
And the other quote is, maybe one drop of water every day will fill up a tank some other day. So, you know, if you do that, if you actually go and if you're determined to reach something, those small efforts that you make will make you realize what you want someday.
Yes.
So these are the lessons I've learned, because those small efforts have gotten me to the point where I am today.
Mm-hmm.
I've just started working. I have less than a year of experience, but then I was promoted to branch manager, irregardless of people being there.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Irregardless of people being there, we have worked for more than 10 or 15 years, or, you know. But then it was said, this guy has the leadership qualities we have.
Yes.
And when the promotion came, people were saying, can he do it? Hey, he's too young. People, you'll be a walkover. But then I was like, you know what? You guys criticize.
Mm-hmm.
I will prove you wrong. And the way I've proved them wrong, the way I've silenced the critic, I've worked so hard.
Yes.
I've been assertive in my work. I've been, you know, perfect, basically, and innovative, yeah.
Okay, so we have come to the end of our interview, people. You know, I wanted Bagwazi to stay here and talk. But, you know, I don't usually want to make, like, the long interviews. So, Bagwazi, thank you so much for coming to the
Hey You Thank you, Pretty, for hosting me.
So, anything you want to say to the listeners, like, before we go?
Okay, so, listeners, here's the first thing I'm going to say. Stay determined.
Mm-hmm.
Stay focused. Mm-hmm. The other thing I say, don't chase, don't make yourself look desperate. So by this I'm saying, yes, we have goals. We know we have people who will help you to get there. But then don't look so desperate. Though yeah, you desperately want to achieve something, but then don't bootleg basically. Just be yourself.
Very true.
Just, you know, focus on your goals. Even if people don't believe in you, just keep on going, keep on pushing. Someday, that result you are yearning for, I'm sure you will achieve it. And you'll be sitting back, sipping a glass of Coca-Cola and saying, I did it.
Yes. So
people, and stay healthy. Please eat healthy, stay healthy. Actually a health activist for now, so exercise a lot. Make sure you are well fed, you eat well, you drink well, so. I think with these few words, thank you for listening. Until next time, maybe one day I'll host the, what do you call it?
The Hey You
Series. The Hey You Series with Betty. I'll be there live. And also, watch out for these conventions or presentations. What do you call them? These ones you host.
The Royal Deity
Event. Yes. Maybe I might be there.
Oh, you will. I have told, I remember telling our friend Simbalashe Borin, like the last piece, like, this is just the beginning. We have a long way to go because he's always my MC. Like, thank you for sticking by me. But you know where we are going, it's going to be so big. The platform is getting bigger and we're going to do more things. So, yeah, go and follow Bagwazi on Facebook. You are Tinotin Bagwazi, right?
Tinotin Bagwazi. Twitter, it's at Bagwazi or it's Sokom Kanya. Just search at Bagwazi.
And also his Facebook, like the work that you do, like your pages. Do you have pages?
Yeah, we have the Brothers Initiative. You can search Bros and Zim or the Brothers Initiative. You get the link to our Facebook page. Also follow Youth Health Organization or your YOHO. We also post something on health every day. Then Silent Youth Impact is also available. The page is also on Facebook. So make sure you like and follow those pages.
Okay, people. So thank you so much for listening. Hey you. Till next time. See you soon.